Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Tanner Chidister of EliteCEOs.com. Tanner, it's awesome having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. You said it perfectly, man. I love it.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And I wanted to read a little bit more about Tanner so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Tanner owns and operates an 8-figure consulting company where they help business owners take their skills online. Tanner, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yeah, let's do it, man. I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And just to get everything started, I wanted to start, I guess, kind of in the beginning. I wanted to hear what I call your CEO story and what led you get started with your business.
Man, it's a long one, right? Like it always is. But I'll try to give the abbreviated version because we don't have all day. But yeah, I grew up and I was made fun of quite a bit. I grew up in a very conservative household. I had two older sisters. So easiest way to put it is I was just a little sheltered. I was a little just like on the softer side, I guess. And so I got a little older and I realized, hey, these people are making fun of me. It didn't feel that great. So that's actually what made me start going to the gym, which I think was super pivotal for a lot of stuff in my life. So started going to the gym, and about 3 months later, I was going before school. So I was 12 years old. I was going at like 5:30. But I was so upset. I was just like, it was crazy, but it just something went off where I was like, hey, I got to handle this myself. 3 months later, people started complimenting me, and all of a sudden I was like, wow, like I put in a little hard work. Like I get a result. Like this feels good.
Yeah.
And so it really started just going into like grades and girls and sports, like all those things where like before I wasn't that great. So after that, I really started excelling in sports and specifically football. And I went off and I played some Division I football. And then I couldn't stay healthy for the life of me, man. And then I soon realized, I was like, you know, I could go down this path, but I just don't think I was good enough to be like a first round pick per se. And so after a while, I was like, you know, I don't really want to go through and get beat up just to make a couple mil and then, you know, be messed up the rest of my life. So I stopped that. And that's kind of when I made the transition to business. So I was doing engineering at great grades. When I stopped playing football, I was actually transferring back to Texas A&M to, they just have a great engineering program. And I remember signing out with a mentor. He actually knows Russell Brunson pretty well. And so anyways, we started talking. Long story short, he convinces me to leave school. And my whole family, my girlfriend, everyone is just super mad. I mean, saying super awful things, which is ironic now, right? Because now they're so happy. But first 2 years, I made nothing. I made about $2,000. I was living at home part of the time. Then when I moved out, I was a server. I mean, it was bad, right? And I'm sitting there just after 2 years with nothing to show for it. And everyone's kind of like, yeah, see, we told you. So that, like I was 25 and a half or so. And that was the first time I invested in a coaching program. And I don't think it was the best. It wasn't very good, but just being honest, but it was what I didn't realize was high ticket sales. And so I'd been doing door to door sales for 2 years. I'd like, you know, done sports. And I say, so I'm like, okay, so like people buy this? And they're like, yeah. It's like, all right. So I started selling my fitness services, just getting people in shape. And I remember I made like $10,000 in a week. And so that was 3 months of wages for me, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, like I just figured it out, right? So from there, it's been a very fast trajectory. I think, you know, we've done like 12, 13 in 2 years. The second year we really exploded. But yeah, it's been a super awesome blessing. And, you know, I mean, my life's night and day difference now. So that's kind of like abbreviated version, I guess.
Nice. No, I definitely appreciate it. And I appreciate it. A lot of times, like when you are going a certain path, you'll get beat up to say it nicely, as nice as you can say on going that path. But I also, you know, thank you for telling that story in the very beginning where, you know, you put work in, you start to see the results. And sometimes you don't see it immediately. It takes a little bit of time. Sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year or even longer. But putting that work in, you need to get to those
goals. Yeah. And I think it's important too that you have one person. You don't need everyone to believe in you, but you do need one person, because it's funny. I look back now, my mentor at the time, we still talk and laugh about it. He acts like it's not a big deal because that's just who he is. But I mean, I called him probably 5 times over 2 years. Like I was like, dude, I'm going to quit. I'm going to go back to school. And he would always just like, don't do it. He's like, don't do it. And honestly, if it wasn't for him, I would have, because all the negativity was just, after a while, you start to believe it, right? Because you're trying and trying. At first, it's easy. But then, you know, 6, 7, 8 months, whatever, a year, and then you're just like, maybe they're right. Yeah. So for anyone who's listening, you know, you don't need everyone to tell you you're going to make it, but you do. I would recommend, like, find one person who's just got your back, and it made all the world a difference for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times that person may or may not be around your inner circle, so to speak. So sometimes you might have to go outside to be able to connect with that person through somebody else at a networking event, something like that, that introduces you to something that maybe even your inner circle isn't kind of aware of. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper. I know I touched on it when I read your bio. Could you take us through exactly how you work with clients and exactly what you do to help serve them?
Yeah, sure. So we kind of have, like, the company's all under one umbrella. We kind of have three different types. So the first one is getting people in shape. So, you know, like, you want to lose 30 pounds, right? That was the first business I built and really scaled. After we did that, we had so many trainers coming to me that it was almost like, yeah, can you show me what you do? I'm like, sure. So it was a very easy transition because I had a lot of people asking me for it. And so that was the second business that we built. And we scaled that a little bit faster just because we can charge a little bit more. So it was a lot easier to scale that. And then just recently, maybe like 5 months ago, we started doing more of a, like I would call it, a general business offer, where it's just not fitness specific, right? Because that's really where I started. But again, it was the same thing. We're getting so many people asking. I'm just like, whatever, let's do it. Because the concepts are the same. And to be honest, I think a B2C business is the hardest one to scale. And that's the first one I did. So when I get business coaches coming to me, it's easier, to be quite honest. So easiest way to describe it is we kind of have three facets. They'll come in and we'll give them, obviously, a membership portal. I think that's pretty standard. Facebook group support ticket. But then where I really feel we deliver the most value is they have one call per day with a different specialist, like ads coach, copy coach, sales coach, whatever. But then we give them unlimited one-to-one. And the way we do that is we have two full-time coaches that are client success directors. So their full-time job is they sit on computers all day and they answer. Like, they'll answer by Facebook Messenger. So it's very quick communication, not like an email, right? And then they'll get on Zoom calls similar to this, and they'll walk them through things. Mm-hmm. And then we also use those, I would call them like the part-time coaches or accessory coaches in certain aspects. So, like, we'll have an ads coach who he typically only does like one call a week, but then he will also do one-to-ones with clients. So the goal is that those one-to-one coaches do 80, 90% of the work, but in different specialties. We'll put someone else in there because, like, our ads coach, for example, he's running millions of dollars a year. So it makes more sense for him to do it than one of my client success directors who's not in charge of our ad spend and stuff like that. So we try to bring the best of both worlds, where, in my opinion, I think most businesses center around what's best for them. So all I've really tried to do is, like, what's best for us is group coaching and leverage, right? And what's best for the client is one-to-one. So we really just try to mix those to where we're giving them one-to-one whenever they need it, but we're having so many touch points with different coaches that it lowers the amount of one-to-one they need, if that makes
sense.
So that's how I feel is the best, because when you only do what's best for you, the client suffers. When you only do what's best for the clients, you suffer.
Right.
You know, if everything we did was one-to-one, no group or whatever, that, you know, that would be a nightmare. To scale. So that's how I like to do it. I just think it's the most ethical. You know, as we get bigger and bigger, you know, I see some coaches, they move to group only, but that's my personal opinion, not hating on anyone who does only group, but that's just like how I feel, because the biggest thing I hated when I was coming up is, like, I pay all this money and then I didn't feel like I got support. And I'm a guy who works extremely hard. So when I wasn't getting results, I don't ever think it was the work. I just was like, hey, like, I need to know what to do, what's wrong. And that was what frustrated me. So I try to just kind of, like, do the opposite of that for any clients I work with.
Awesome. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this could be for yourself or for your business, but what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
That's a good question. I love that question. I think for me, the biggest thing was how I started generating leads. So, you know, every coach is different, et cetera, but what I noticed when I was trying to get to the level I'm at now is it was almost like every coach was saying the same thing. That's how I felt. It was like, yeah, so just set up a webinar and you'll be rich. And I was like, man, like, I don't know. Everyone's running webinars. Like, I don't feel like everyone's getting rich. And again, it's not that it can't work. I just felt that after going through a bunch of coaching programs, I was like, you know what? This takes a lot of skill. It takes a lot of skill to be good on video. It takes a lot of skill to set up a webinar. It takes a lot of skill to have good emails. Like, all these things that, like, you see Russell Brunson do, and he makes it look easy. It's like, man, he's a beast. Mm-hmm. So what I did that really made the difference for me is that that was around the time ManyChat and bots started coming out. And I talked to a lot of coaches about it and they weren't really big on it. And I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to try it. And initially when I got it, I was just using it how everyone does, like automation, right? So it's like they click and they go through it or they don't. And if they didn't, I'd just leave it alone. So what I did is, it was funny, I actually got really frustrated with the coach I hired. I was pissed. And I was like, screw this. Like, I'm going to hit up all my leads. I'm going to make this work. Like, I don't care. Like, it was just a really bad conversation. I got really fired up. So anyways, I go through and I do this like manual follow-up process and I made like 30 stacks in a week. I was like, oh, like it was the same thing. Like, I was like, I figured out the next thing, like paid ads, right? So over the next about year and a half, I spent a lot of time systematizing it. Like, they say this, you do this. They say that, they do that. Bringing in team members to perform for me and stuff. And part of it's automated, but a lot of it is like, it's that human touch, man. And it's like saying the right thing at the right time. It's sales, right? And so what I found is by doing that, it took a lot of pressure off my marketing. And I think that's why I exploded so fast. And that's kind of what I preach to my students. It's like, look, like, when you're paying a coach, you need a coach who gives you a slam dunk, right? So if you can run an ad and someone clicks on it, and then you can create a process inside Messenger per se, where like 90% open rates, people are very interactive. It doesn't matter if your video is the best. It doesn't matter if your emails are the best, because that's all you have to get them to. And you can get them through to a call or a purchase, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And it does suck, you know, when you're like all by yourself, but now that I've grown a huge team, it's not a big deal. And I think the system I created, without sounding super arrogant and crazy, it's just not something you can try to like funnel hack and figure it out. You know, people say all the time, because it's so variable. And so I created a system that not only is like, I don't think anyone else is doing it at the scale I'm at, but it's just also like, it's such a high selling point for my clients, because I'm like, hey, you can try to figure that out, but you never will, because it's so variable. It'd be like, it's like a basketball game. Like, at any time, something can happen, a steal, a dunk, a rebound, whatever. So, and that's kind of how I describe it. So that is what has helped not only me, but my clients. And so we have a very high re-sign rate at a very high price, because we can get it to where it's like almost like automatic. It is a skill like anything, but we just tell the clients, hey, if you're willing to learn this skill, if you're not good at marketing, it won't matter as much, versus making a perfect webinar. I mean, it's very difficult, especially in the fitness industry. And that's what frustrated me, because, you know, business B2B is different. And so I had a lot of business coaches like, yeah, just run a webinar, sell it for $5,000. I'm like, dude, like, these people are like, they're not motivated. They're overweight. Like, they don't get $1 billion a year like you. Mm-hmm. And so when I created that system for myself, it was, you know, and then turn around to show clients that, you know, it's awesome, right? And the clients are like, oh my gosh. So that's my secret sauce, quote unquote. And that's kind of what I feel like really helped me scale.
I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So that could be like an Apple book or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I wake up early and I work out every day, and that may not be a big deal for some people, but I just find that I think much better and I'm so much less stressed.
I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. So that could be like a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
So I think what I would have done sooner is just hired a coach faster. So what people don't seem to understand is that the information is everywhere. The problem is knowing which information to trust and then packaging it into one concise formula. So like, people are like, oh, I can find that on YouTube. I'm like, yeah, dude. I mean, like, but that's just one thing. Like, do you know every step to get to your goal? So if you want to sell or build a $100 million company, do you know every single step from watching a YouTube video? Probably not. So something that I was scared of is like, I always told myself, I'll save up. The problem is when you're making $3,000 a month, you're not going to save up, because something will happen and the funds will deplete. You save $500 a month, car breaks down. $500 a month, you know, it's your girl's birthday, whatever. And then all of a sudden you're just going in circles. So, you know, 23 to 25, not only did I not make money, but it was hilarious. Like, I was sitting there at 25 and I felt so defeated. And I look at my bank account, I'm like, that was the same number it was when I was 23. Mm-hmm. And I was in the rat race. And that's when it went off, where I was like, dude, I have to get a coach no matter what it takes, because saving money is not going to hit my goals. I have to make more.
Definitely appreciate that. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Tanner, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think in short is a CEO is someone who puts others before himself to hit a common goal. It's funny, but like, I truly believe that like when you put your team first, the team will work harder for you. And at the end of the day, the bigger the business gets, the more you have to rely on the team.
There you go. And I definitely appreciate that, Tanner. And I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you, find out about all those some things you guys are working on.
Sure, man. Yeah, last thing I'll say is just don't quit. I mean, as dumb as it sounds, it really is like, if you're just willing to keep trying and trying and trying and trying, unless there's, you have a mental challenge or something, like, it will work. You just have to kind of just keep going. In terms of contacting me, like, I'm always very responsible on my social media. So just anything Tanner Chittister, Facebook, Instagram is usually best. Or you can go to eliteceos.com and hear a little bit more about my story and see clients' results. So thanks so much for having me, man. It was awesome. And I hope it wasn't too much over the top. I like to talk.
No, it was right on point. So I truly appreciate that. And we will have your links and information in the show notes as well, too. But thank you for reminding us as well, too. It's not to quit. You only really lose if you quit. And I think if you keep going, understand it's a process, then we always have the opportunity to win. So thank you so much for helping us win, Tanner. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.